Paul Devlin. The Billy McGuinness Cup went very well for you. You had three very competitive games, three very useful games, and you got your squad together. You got to know about a lot of players and to learn about a lot of players.
Yeah, we did. We did, and that was the whole goal. So that's the league to use as best we could. They get as much time as game time of a lot of lads as we could get in there as well, and most importantly, getting lads in there who hadn't really featured at, you know, on the 17 or 18 level. So it was very important that we give them lads as much time as possible, so we had to get them into the blend of it all, and the belief that they can play that level of football was very important in that sense, you know.
The minor didn't go that well for you 2 years ago, so you decided to have another look, dig around the county, have a trawl, and you came up with a few gems, the likes of Sean O'McAleer, who hadn't featured in the past.
You say that, sure, Lagaw, but you know, I'm sure all them lads maybe have been in development groups or academies, and maybe at that stage maybe they just weren't right for it, or maybe they just didn't feel that it was something they wanted at the time, you know. And as they say, the door should never be closed to anyone. Regarding the minors, a couple of years, yes, we had a good run. We come up against two good Derry teams as well, and on any given day, luck of the draw, we're up. The first year, I was 16, we're up maybe a couple of points. We hit the post, and fair play to Derry, they come down, they get a score then. So them type of games, you know, can go any road, so it is. And as for Derry, you know what I mean, they made well use of the game, they pushed on to win Ulster, so they did.
The Billy McGuinness Cup final, you made a lot of changes. You told the boys you'd go out there, you're playing for your places for the championship, and they certainly responded. Everybody, the 22 players, I think, that you used, everyone put maximum effort in.
Well, they did, surely, but it's like everything else, you know. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? And I say, you can have a programme in, surely, to go out on the Tuesday night to suit the people who run the competitions, but like, we have an extra training session to go through on the Thursday night. And like, a lot of lads have to put the effort in, and there's lads pushing the effort in, who to say they shouldn't get the chance. So it's right up to the game starts, you'd be prepared for anything at all. One lad in particular there was Tiernan Quinn, who wasn't a start last Saturday, so it was, and James Gardy had to pull out of his second night before, and Tiernan slotted in, stayed away. There's no long face or nothing like that because he wasn't starting. He came back in and responded well, so it had a good game. And like, there's a lot of lads in the same situation come in. Big Liam Gray come in, done well. You had Cormac Monroe featuring there as well after a bit of an injury. You had a young goalkeeper from Killyclacker lad come in, Oran come in and done well. So Oran Mallon come in and done well. So you know, all lads come in there and they're grabbing their chance, so it is. It's nice to win, and if anybody tells you don't want to win, they're a fool. It's all about winning. But the most important thing in our situation is, you know, getting as many lads gelling. It's very, very important. If you get a lot of lads gelling, we're coming to training this week and prepared for championship. And we have up on 30 lads there. They all feel that they can get a position in that team.